FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today is a Newsmaker interview brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building, call 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Blue Stem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you are with us on this Thursday morning, 7:19, 24 degrees, a wind chill of 8 right now, and we're on our way to 26 before it's all said and done today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lonnie Heinen, in to discuss Keep It a Safe Summer, which is, we understand, returning. Lonnie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am very well. Thank you.
Well, glad to have you in with us here today. How exciting is it to bring Keep It a Safe Summer back to the calendar here this spring?
We are very excited to have it back. We haven't had it for a couple of years, and so we're hoping it'll be successful this year.
All right. So how did it get back on the calendar, Lonnie? How did this all happen?
We heard from a lot of different community members that they felt this was an important event for us to have, and so a group of us that had been part of the task force before went ahead and started talking about it and decided, yes, we needed to bring it back. We do have a big change this year. Instead of being in May, it's going to be on Thursday, April 17th, and it'll be from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Lyon County Fairgrounds.
What's triggering, the push forward in the schedule here from May to April?
We're trying something different.
Sometimes it's that simple, isn't it?
Yes. You know, that end of May is always tough, and we were targeting the last day of school, and snow days or whatever would change that. So that was always kind of a moving target for us. And so we decided, since we were bringing it back and it was an opportunity to make some adjustments and try some things, we'd try April.
Okay, so it's an April Keep It a Safe Summer event, always hugely attended by the students, and I know funding was kind of on and off for a while. How is that working this year, Lonnie?
We have some money that is banked back, so we should be okay this year to go through this event, and then we'll have to hit some fundraising again for next year.
Lonnie, you mentioned here the date, but as far as what people had come to expect here the last couple of years, what's the format going to be like? Is the format going to be similar, or are there going to be some changes to that as well?
The format is going to be similar as to what we have had at the past. Like I said, we'll be at the Lyon County Fairgrounds. You'll see the helmets. You'll have the activities for the kids to go around. And we're really wanting people to understand what is available over the summer. And hopefully, by being on that April date, there will be spots open for some of those summer activities, and they won't be full.
Yeah, that's another reason to maybe push that a little earlier. What about, are you looking for vendors right now, Lonnie?
Yes, we are. Registration is now open. There is, if you go to the Emporia Community Foundation website, on our homepage up in the burgundy border at the top, there is a spot that says KISS Event, and you can click that, and it will take you to a page that will have a Google form that you can fill out to sign up to be a vendor. And you've got until March 14th to get that done.
You mentioned being a vendor. Is that really for your community partners, or are you looking also maybe for some business partners as well? Because I know that there's been, in a lot of cases, it's been, it's your partners have been nonprofit organizations and things like that. Is this going to wind up stretching now into the business community?
Anybody who feels like they've got some information that would be good to get out to kids and families is more than welcome to register.
So you're still looking for the giveaways for all the kids that attend, Lonnie?
Yes. We will still have a big thing at the end where we can give away some prizes.
Super. And I know that you've had some food out there for the participants as well. Is that going to be happening?
We are planning to have hot dogs right now. We're working on trying to figure out the grill. And that aspect of it April's coming a lot faster than any of us are really prepared for, I believe.
No doubt about that.
Understood. Lonnie, who else is on the team with you with Keep It a Safe Summer as far as organizing the event this year?
We have a small group, but it's been very active. We have, of course, John Kelsch with the Lyon County Sheriff's Office. We have Pauline Stacchini with the Public Library, Missy Floyd with CALM, Danielle Armitage with SOS, and then Heather Allward with Newman Regional Health.
How important is it to have that kind of range of experience leading into this?
This is kind of an exciting group to be with this time because Heather and Pauline are new. They haven't been a part of the task force. Pauline has never even seen KISS. So some of the ideas that they have and are offering up are some great suggestions for us.
Well, it is.
Fresh eyes are wonderful.
Yeah, and it's a massive event, that is
it's
for
big.
Sure. And it certainly has been missed. So a big hole was left in that calendar when KISS left us. But it is back. It returns April 17th. Will be the date, and we'll be highlighting this more as April approaches, which, as Lonnie mentioned, will be here before we know it. Lonnie, great to talk to you this morning. We appreciate your time.
I appreciate you letting us share the information.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, Lonnie Heinen with the Keep It a Safe Summer board. Of course, Lonnie with the Emporia Community Foundation, and they've got a small but mighty board working to make Keep It a Safe Summer a reality here on April the 17th.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker spots, of our dates are now open for next week. Not all of them. So if you want one of those in the 720 spot Tuesday through Friday next week, let us know and just call us 620-3.